Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Turn down for what? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's say yo, what's happening on a Friday to Michael Flax?
Yo, no elevator music.
I mean, we could make an arrangement.
Ah, oh, so soothing. Relax, it's Flax. Once again, another week, another time to shine.
Let's have a pre-show caucus. How are we taking things to the next level this week?
How are we taking things this week? That just happened, or next week?
No, then today's edition, this week's edition.
Ah, yes, we are just looking into how to make money, what we'd do with all the money we make.
Maybe we should start it off with this black box on WeChat says, Flax, Tupac's anniversary is coming up. Any plans?
Black box, the one who says I shot Tupac.
Yeah.
I did not shoot Tupac.
Well, I mean, you've yet to prove that you didn't.
I saw some news with Tupac's mother, something about money she was getting. I think his estate's worth $900,000, and she was getting paid out $20,000 a month, and now they want to cut that off, something like that. There was drama in the Tupac family.
You sure it wasn't a letter in your postbox?
No, I don't know where Black Box got that I shot Tupac. He needs to go find that audio to like prove himself.
Okay, there you go.
But what a week, eh? This has been one of the longest weeks.
Do you think so?
With that rain, and then you just want to sleep in the morning. When I wake up in the mornings, and it's raining outside, I don't want to get out of bed.
But you have to wake up at like, what, 1 in the morning?
No, I wake up around about like 20 past, half past 4.
It's very, very early in the morning.
And yeah. The rain is, and then this morning there was rain, there was fog. I thought, what happens if I just go back to sleep and not get out of bed? And then I thought, nah, let me go have some fun today.
Well, it was the last day that you could have taken the day off, because from Monday, like we were saying earlier, the boss is back.
Oh, no, he's back in the flesh.
Yeah, there you go.
But he was still crossing to us over Skype.
Absolutely.
The Skype thing's genius, eh?
Skype is really dope.
Have you actually tried putting on two people at once?
No, we haven't.
So what I did was I had Gareth and I had Anthea on. And it was like a group chat on Skype. And then Oaks in studio were like, how did you do that?
Hang on. I've been told. There have been numerous occasions when I've wanted to do this. And I've been told by the producer of the show, Katleo Molai, that it is impossible to put more than one person on Skype.
Oh, no. I think you can put like 4 to 6 people on. Uh-huh. It's called a group call.
Huh? I never said that.
Yes, you say that all the time.
I consulted with the technical team. And that's what I told
you. Oh, is that Greg?
A technical team.
So wait, hang on. For like close on a year and a half now, I've been under the impression we can't do something. Flax decided one morning just to press the plus button, and we were able to do it.
I mean, I know how to do it, but...
Wait. But
I didn't think it would work on air.
There have been so many different times when I've wanted to do this.
With who?
With loads of people, panelists from around the world. This changes the whole show.
So what happens, like... Fine, it worked for him, but then what happens because ours are like one person has a crappy line and the other one person has a good line type of thing?
You'll just have the one with the crappy line and the one with the good line.
Ari doesn't do crappy lines.
Well, I mean, crappy as in still audible, I'm talking about.
But it's cool. Maybe they just both have good lines. Anyway, I'm glad that we've learned this. This is good information to know. Thank you, Flax,
cool.
For sharing
little
that.
Group chat you can have.
That's dope. Okay, let's get into what's on the agenda for today's edition of Relax. It's Flax. I dig this show, Modern Family. You've got some information about
it. Yes, you're going to dig it even more. So the creator of it, Stephen Levitans, he's getting divorced to his wife, Krista. Mm. So you know like when divorces happen, all the documents get revealed of how much each makes a month. Take a guess how much this dude makes a month.
Well, I mean, Modern Family syndicated all around the world, so I would assume he makes, as the creator of it, because of the syndication deals, a month, probably like $250,000.
This dude is balling in a whole new different league. I don't know one person that makes as much as him. $2.4 million a frickin' month.
Wow.
Do you know how much money that is?
That's
like, convert it to rands, what's it, like 50 million rand a month?
I don't know if you can convert it to rands. I mean, you can definitely buy, you know, Santon.
You can legit buy a gigantic mansion a month.
You could probably get a minister for that as well.
You can buy a cabinet and still have space for your TV.
You can buy a vice president, Joe. Now you going probably, for just $2.4 million.
You could probably buy the Gupta's house, smash it down, renovate it, and then turn it into like a zoo.
Oh, wow. Okay. But it also revealed some of his expenses and stuff, right?
God, no, he spends a lot. So it says here he spends on monthly basis $11,849 on clothes.
Wow.
But only $100 on laundry. So you know what that means?
Just buys new shit.
Yeah. He's so rich. He's not wearing the same underpants twice.
David Beckham doesn't.
Neither does Justin Bieber.
Ah.
Most of the dudes that go on tour don't wear the same underpants twice because they don't have space to keep it. So if you ever go on tour, just you'll know that little trick.
Yeah, well, when my album Swaggy Swaggy drops in June, I'll be sure to let you know, bro.
We should definitely try make like a song, eh? I rate we could rap a verse or do.
Do you think so?
I think it would be dope.
Producer Cat, do you think we could make a dope rap song?
We just need a cool beat. We can ask AKA or Deleuze for one.
Oh, and that's
you know you have to buy it, right?
Nah.
Oh.
We'll trade exchange it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you and Mike want to make a song?
Mm. I think we'd make a dope song.
Yeah, let's... We, can
we could even call it dope.
Put up a beat.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
Oh my God, that's a horrible beat.
I can make you work.
Yeah, rappers don't laugh in the middle of their raps.
That's why we're changing the game, yo. It's a thing now. And... One, rap. Two. Swag, swag.
Swag, swag. Swag, swag.
Yo, yo.
I just want to swag, 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 jo-jo. Swag, swag. Okay, we'll obviously need practice
epic
for it.
Epic fail.
No, the I hero. Think it, we got a booth here we can go into. I can drop some bars. I can write some verses over the weekend.
I think it's going to happen. Yeah, we should write a rap song. We
can the get only like, bars you should be dropping is at the gym.
And we can get Lyra to do like the chorus.
Yeah, I mean, I'd actually rather go international on the vocalist.
Ooh,
maybe we could get Selena or Taylor.
Celine Dion.
No, Selena Gomez.
Oh, Selena Gomez.
Or Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you even get like John Lennon Legend? John Legend.
Oh, if you can get John Lennon.
From the dead.
That's how dope we are, yo.
We can ask Black Box if he can get us Tupac.
Power, there you go. Okay, the album is coming soon. That's exciting. Talk to me about Manny Pacquiao.
This dude. So I watched the video. So remember he made those gay comments that were very wrong and mean? So anyway, he goes to this popular shopping center in LA.
It's The Grove. I've been there, yeah.
Like Justin Bieber's been there. All celebrities have been there.
It's actually really shit.
Then why'd they all go there?
It's very is it just overrated? Like central? Yeah, it's just like it's just in a good position, but it's nothing to write home about.
So Manny Pacquiao goes, he walks in, 5 minutes later he walks out, and paparazzi's busy trying to find out why. He's been banned from the Grove for
Jeez,
his comments.
That's heavy.
So imagine being banned from Sandton City or like somewhere here for comments you made. Imagine walking in. And then like 10 minutes later, security comes, sorry, you banned from the center for a comment you made.
Yeah, listen, he's never going to live those comments down because he certainly has made apologies since, but...
No, he's made apologies, but I don't know.
It's clearly not good enough. Not good enough. I'm far more interested on the cocaine that Steve-O and Mike Tyson have been snorting off each other's backsides.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I thought Steve-O was dead. We've never heard from him. We've never seen any more Jackass movies. I heard he died in a stunt. But obviously that's not true.
Still alive, bro.
So a story came out that he told. He decided to crash a house party in, I think it was LA or Hollywood Hills, somewhere there. So him and his mates go to the house party. They're like, yeah, pumped up, going to crash it. All celebrities going to be there. Knock on the door. Guess who answers? Mike Tyson. It's his party. And then they're having a little chat. Mike, can we come to your party? Mike goes, do you have Coke? As in Coke, like the stuff you snort. Mm. And then Steve-O's like, yeah, I got Coke. So Mike locks them in the bathroom with him and they snort Coke for about 3 hours. He was saying they had the best time of their lives. They reminisced on old stories, had deep conversation about race in America. How messed up is that? I never expected Mike Tyson.
What, to be a Coke addict?
I thought he was
supposed
to be like a role model and stuff.
Not so much, eh? His history's... He's got a bad history, Mike Tyson.
It's a bit blurred, but I thought then he cleaned up and, like, got married and shit.
leopard can't change its spots. Just the way that it is.
But yeah, that, imagine that. You know, this life these celebrities live is so different to us, eh?
It's wild, bro.
Like the people they hang with and the shit they do at parties. Like, I've never ever been to a party where someone's done cocaine. And here it's probably like...
And hopefully you never will.
Yeah, and for these celebrities, it's probably like they bring... We bring alcohol to a party. They bring like cocaine.
It's like a bring and bribe, but instead of Mariki bringing the boudevors, she's bringing the heroin.
Like, do you rate they go to like another celebrity's party and like their phone gets confiscated at the door? Like, no one's allowed phones in there or...
We're going to have to send you undercover.
Because imagine like you're at a party... And now you're busy snapping shots of, like, Justin Bieber hooking up with another girl or something. Like, you know how shit that is?
I think they have confidentiality agreements and all of that, though. I think that they do have that stuff in place.
Like, what happens if you go to, like, the Kardashians' house and now you start taking snaps of their house and tweet it?
I've got a good feeling, though, that they're limited in the setting. So, obviously, celebrities know if they're going to be, like, at the Oscars, everyone's going to be watching.
Do you think it's a mutual understanding or it's, like, set in stone in writing?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I really want to go to one of these celebrity parties.
You need to go and intern at TMZ or something and find out.
I just want to go party with celebrities and jump on tables at clubs and like feel like I own the place.
Yeah.
Those oaks drop heavy cash at bars, eh? Like, I was reading a story. Okay, this isn't about heavy cash, but apparently Justin Bieber is on his tour now. He's been going to bars and like he wanted to start fights at bars and then he'd just leave without paying the tab. And this tab would be maybe like $125, but it makes like the biggest news story. But you should never be like, he's worth so much. What is he going to bars and not paying? And then they make up some excuse. Oh, their security was supposed to cover the bill and they misunderstanding, blah. And then everyone's like chilled. I know I went off track there, but I must speak what's on my mind.
Absolutely. I know that Nicki Minaj was on your mind.
Yeah, I read a story of what happened at her concert last night. Did you go?
No, I had zero desire to go to Nicki Minaj. And I did speak to someone that went last night and they said like it wasn't that amazing.
Really?
Yeah, she played for 50 minutes in the same outfit.
She played for 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm glad I didn't go.
That's what I heard. I don't know. You know, you got to ask a few people. Mm. I only asked one. But I know that something happened with the meet and greets.
Yeah, so some people bought tickets for 3,000 Rand. Now, 3,000 Rand is a lot for a ticket. So yeah. they got like backstage and that. So part of the ticket package was a meet and greet with Nicki Minaj. End of concert, Nicki's walking out, walks straight past them. And then people are like, what are you doing? Like, this is meet and greet. Nicki's like, I did not agree to any meet and greet. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Whoever sold you these tickets for meet and greet, get your money back.
Yeah, because she doesn't do them.
Yeah. And then there's just a whole bunch of confusion. Nicki's like, listen, guys, I feel really bad that you got sold dreams over here. I will make sure and I will help you guys get your money back. But let's take a quick group photo and that's all I got time for. So, I mean, that's at least nice. I pick and choose my concerts well, eh?
Yeah, I mean, the story is a little tricky because if that's the events company, that's a real shit show.
I just like, apparently, like, I guess.
And also, it would have taken a half an hour of hers. Like,
yeah, there was only about 20 people.
Yeah, I kind of feel Nicki sort
of. That's 60 grand.
It was nice what she did by taking the group photo, but she could have really turned the whole situation around and just taken a photo with each person. Mm. Wouldn't have killed her.
I think Nikki's a nice person, but I also think like she's business mogul.
Probably,
so
yeah.
So she's like, why am I going to be taking these photos when nobody paid me?
Yeah, I guess so.
The only sort of concerts I like to go to are like rap concerts because you can actually sing along. You can, you know?
What was the last rap concert you went to?
Lil Wayne.
When was that?
Oh, it was like a couple years back. What happened was I had bought tickets for Drake, and trust me, everyone's going to sympathize with me and understand because they went through this with me as well. So I bought tickets for Drake on a Friday night. Now, 2 months later, it gets announced Lil Wayne's coming out to the country. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go Drake and then I'm going to go Lil Wayne. The idiots, whoever did this, put Drake and Lil Wayne on the same night. So you had to pick and choose them. So now I'm like, oh my God, I'm never ever going to give up Lil Wayne for Drake. So I sold my Drake tickets and I went to Lil Wayne. So this is on a Friday night. Now you could have gone to Drake on the Friday. No, Drake wasn't there on the Friday night. He was only playing Friday night. So you could have gone to Lil Wayne on a Saturday night. Those who went to Lil Wayne on the Saturday night, Drake popped up and appeared there as well. because he knew how screwed over we had gotten on the Friday night. But still, trust me, this world was hurting at that point in time when you had to choose between Drake and Lil Wayne.
There's a lot going on with you, Flax. Today, you're getting a lot of your emotional baggage out.
I told you, it's been a long week. This
rain.
I've just wanted to sleep. I couldn't sleep in. Tomorrow, watch, I'm going to want to sleep in, and there's just going to be freaking sun at like 6 in the morning.
Just, there's a lot going on with you, bro. You know who we haven't touched base in with a while?
Who?
I think we'll bring him in for the last couple of minutes of Relax. It's Flax. He was in a very, very bad mood last week. He was... was it last week that Jono was really upset or the week before?
No, I don't think he was upset. I think he had bad flu.
Yeah. Jono, could you come in here real quick? We just want to check on you, make sure everything's okay, see how your week was.
Our Cliff Central conspiracy theorist.
He's got his coffee. He's going to open the door. There's opening the door.
Someone get a photo of him with his coffee in studio, eh? You can make cash off this. You're not allowed coffee in studio.
He's taking out his phone to take the photo himself. Okay. Jono, it's been a minute since we last, but yeah, put the headphones on. We'll wait. Hello.
How's it?
Hey.
How are you, Jono?
Good, man. Good.
How's your day going?
So good.
Last week, you get over that little hurdle in your life?
Over flu? Yeah, I got over it.
Now you good, eh?
Oh, no, I'm good.
He's very talkative today. I feel like he's just got so much on his mind.
No, there's nothing on my mind.
What's your plans for the weekend?
Oh, you know this and that. You know.
Well, what is this? And then we'll delve into what is that.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes.
Well, I've got plans with your dad tonight.
Good chirp, good chirp.
What are you guys getting up to?
I don't know. You know, we're just making plans.
And what else are you doing, Jono?
A little bit of work, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of socializing.
How does Jono relax?
You know, the usual ways.
Okay, Flax, what else? Let's get Jono to weigh in on the next story. What is it? Talk to me about Kanye West.
Kanye West. Jono is a big fan of Kanye West. So,
oh, yeah.
The other day, Kanye West couldn't find his Uber. He was busy out. What are you laughing at, Jono?
Why does he need an Uber? He's Kanye West. Doesn't he have a driver?
These celebrities like to go and drink sometimes, and drivers, you can save by getting an Uber.
But also he's in debt, eh, Shane?
Yeah, he is in debt. So.
He's sore.
I actually saw something on Uber while
Focus, bro.
Okay, focus. So he couldn't find his Uber. He's busy outside his recording studio, couldn't find his Uber, and he was waiting. Uber kept getting lost. So a paparazzi offered him a lift and he took it.
Huh.
He got in the paparazzi car. They started chatting. He was like, guys, I need to take a phone call. You got to stop recording. They were like, yeah, sweet Kanye. Yeah, sure. Stopped recording. They had a fat chat, dropped him off. Cheers, Kanye. Good to see you. How mad's that? What would you do if Kanye was in your car?
Shit, bro. That's just a lot for me to comprehend right now. That's just a lot to take in. I don't know.
Would you freeze?
Oh, yeah.
Would you not even... I'd play his jams and we'd sing along together, sort of like a karaoke vibe.
Okay. No, I think I'd be really intimidated by Kanye.
I don't think he's an intimidating guy.
I think he's so cool.
I don't know. I think he's very like... He's an open and honest guy and I think he's very chilled.
Jono, a conversation between you and Kanye would sound like what?
Kanye, you need therapy. I think you have a mental disorder and you should get help.
You're not a Kanye fan, eh?
No, I'm a big fan. I just think he needs help.
Okay. All right, well, that's it for today's edition of Relax, It's Flax. Before we let Jono go and Flax lands this baby, Jono, some motivational words for the weekend ahead. Anything you've wanted to say the whole week on cliffcentral.com, but just haven't had quite the right moment to.
And keep it PG without chirping anyone's dads, please.
This is that moment.
If you want to hear my comeback, ask Flax's dad to cough.
Disaster. Disaster.
As Jono literally sips his coffee, sits back.
We need a shame corner. Just, you need to go sit in the shame corner and think of what you've done, Jono. All the kids that listen to Relax, It's Flax that have just heard that.
All three of them.
What a legend. All right, okay.
Need some sleep.
Flax, let's wrap this baby up.
Six things you're only good at when you're drunk.
Yes.
What
tell
are you
me.
Good at when you're drunk?
I think I'm good at a lot of things when I'm drunk, but I'm probably look dreadful.
When I'm drunk, I'm legit 6 foot bulletproof, no lie.
Okay, so what are the six things that you think that you're good at when you're drunk?
Number, do you want to start at number one or start at number six?
Let's go start it from the bottom now we're here, so 6 to 1.
Okay, so number six, expressing any genuine feeling to someone.
Yes, well, no, I genuinely do that though.
When number six comes into play with me when I, probably like 3 a.m. when I get into my Uber car.
Yes.
The emotions I have for my driver.
Oh, very real.
Really, I've never connected on someone on such a deep level.
Yeah.
He sees things inside me that I've never seen before.
Wow. Producer Kat, why is that so funny?
Yeah?
Why is that so funny?
What?
What Flax has just said.
My Uber car. And the driver seen things inside you. You should report that to the police.
Oh my God,
they're
full
so
of chirps,
obscene,
eh?
Hey, these two so are so obscene. I feel like they'd be good stand-ins for, you know, some gratuitous show. And they should do a late night show. These two, Kat and Jono, late nights.
Yeah, they just all they do is just chirp, chirp, chirp. Never anything nice to say.
But wait, they do have a challenge for you.
Go for it.
It was for you.
Go tell
can
your
you
challenge.
Guys, a spell obscene.
O b s c
e n e.
O b s c e n e.
O b s c e n e. Obscene.
Yeah, that's
was that right?
Right? Well
yeah.
Done.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm very good at spelling.
What's number 5?
I don't know. You should ask me to spell the things you spell. Try to spell out. Okay.
Was that a reference to the Daily Dose?
you guys want to chirp from that room, we'll chirp from this room as well.
All right.
We're not chirping.
What's in at 5, bro?
Okay. Coming in at number 5, flirting. This used to be a thing in the past. Like, I could only flirt with girls when I was drunk. But, yeah, this year I've been able to do it without being drunk.
I think it's an inhibitions thing that the alcohol unlocks. And I actually do think that some people would be genuinely better at doing that if they were drunk because they lose that filter.
Yeah, like you lose that sort of like, what happens if she rejects me?
Exactly.
You're too drunk to think about that, so you just go in for the kill.
What's in it for, bro?
Coming in at number 4, walking up to tables where people are and waiting for someone to get you a chair without feeling so awkward and begin to cry.
You know how I know when I'm really drunk?
How?
When I start speaking to random people and just joining random conversations.
And somehow it works, eh? I do that a lot also.
They need to be drunk
and
as well.
I can somehow pick up on the conversation within like 2 seconds, make friends, say my name, learn their names, and then we best friends.
The thing is, though, is I do know people that are a lot better at it because they land up, like, you'll wake up at that person's house the next day. Like, it's a heavy situation.
Yeah, well, that's where number 5, flirting, okay, meets with number 4.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, in at 3.
Coming in at number 3, pool, darts, and beer pong. I'm much better at beer pong when I'm drunk, but pool and darts, I am not.
Darts, I just wouldn't go near drunk. No. In at 2?
In at number 2, we got singing.
Yeah.
I attempt singing when I'm drunk. But and I feel like I'm really good at it. But I guess if we had a playback, you'd see some bad. What are you looking for?
Nothing, bro.
So coming in at number 1, and it's the only thing most men can agree, this is one of the things they can only do when they're drunk.
This is Flax drunk.
I knew that was coming.
Be there. You are my love. You are my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be apart. You're an item.
That's my best part. It's where it just goes.
And I'll be there. You are my love. You are my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be apart. You're an item. Never be apart. You're an item. You're an item. You're an item. You're an item.
It's great. So great. Okay, and then in the number 1.
For all you 12-year-olds listening, that is what puberty sounds like.
That was last year.
Yeah, but it's...
In at number 1.
Coming in at number 1, the only thing people can do when they're drunk, and this is dance. I don't think I can dance when I'm sober.
Okay. How do we keep up all day with Michael Flax?
You can follow me on Twitter. Go do it right now at Michael Flax, MICHAELFLAX. I've got that new thing called Snapchat. Follow me on that, MIKEFLAX. That's Mike Flax. I got a Facebook page, Michael Flax. Go like that. That's just about it.
Power, there you go. And just before we wrap it up, some big words from you for the week.
Big words on the spot. Let me go back to my fellow brethren. YOLO life, you only live once.
Power, there you go. Some inspiration there.
I feel like there's side comments coming from this booth over here.
Let's give Producer Kat the last word. Producer Kat, in 30 seconds, describe today's edition of Relax, It's Flax.
Nobody inspired.
No, okay, wait for me to count you down.
Why do I need a countdown?
3, 2, 1, go.
Ain't nobody inspired by YOLO.
Thank you.
You need to go deeper than that.
You've now expired. That's it from you.
You need to go deeper than that. Say something from the hearts, not from the lyrics book.
Oh, yeah. Maybe start speaking how you normally speak, and then people will respond to that energy. All right. That there is today's edition of Relax with Flax.
We'll be back next week with more. God knows what's going to happen. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.